This was where the men washed their clothes and themselves. There were lattice-screened toilets and urinals running along the wall. Men could relax here, chat to their mates, read if they were able, mend their clothes, and warm themselves in front of a fire in winter. Richard Tuffin, an archaeologist at Port Arthur who's been involved in excavations in this area, describes what's been found.
The excavations focused on the recreation or day room, and the excavations found the foundations for this structure, which were sandstone, but most interestingly, we also found the subfloor space, which is beneath the timber flooring of this building. And in that space, we found the remnants of many buttons, which would have come off their uniforms as they were sitting in this space, and also the remnants of clay pipes. Well-behaved convicts were allowed to have a smoke. They were issued with about 2 pipefuls worth of tobacco per day. And this is the space where they probably were allowed to sit down, relax in front of the fire, have a smoke, and have a chat. In the excavations, the ablutions area, we also found the drainage, which related to the washing basins and the toilets were in the area. This was all underground drainage, so it was draining the water and the waste away from the area. We also found piping, which brought in water to the wash troughs and also to the water closets. Now, water closets are an early form of flushing toilet, so the authorities obviously were concerned about the sanitary nature of the area and provided some of the best technology they had at the time for these convicts in this area, and we found the remnants of that.
The configuration of this area changed as Port Arthur changed. Men who had once been backbreakingly busy eventually sat round in idleness as industry after industry wound down. But whether there was more room to sit in or less, wherever they sat was always under the watchful eye of authorities. Although evidence suggests this did not necessarily prevent illegal activities.
A cache of 20 gaming tokens was found. They were made up of 9 circular tokens and 11 square tokens, each of which was inscribed with a little cross. The interesting thing was they were crudely cut from lead, and the penitentiary workshops, which were just nearby, was where this lead would have come from. So what we suspect is that convicts had obtained some lead illegally and had made these gaming tokens, and we know that gaming was not allowed.